And we just got word the Senior's Golf Classic has been rained out today.
Oh.
So we'll switch live to Hawaii for the Bikini Suntan Final.
Hey, all right.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, trash. Oh, sweetheart, you look great.
Thanks. Mom called from work and said there's a part-time opening at Ferguson, so I'm going to go down and see if I can get an interview.
Hey, well, sweetheart, maybe you should wait a while. It's still pouring out.
I've been waiting for a job to open up for weeks. I'm ready. I'm psyched. I'm primed. I'm staying home.
I don't blame you, sweetheart. High winds, torrential rains, lightning, thunder. Only a crazy fool would go on a day like this.
Tiny house. Woo! Hey, Steve, where's your tuna boat?
Steve, you're actually going out on a day like this?
Oh, of course. Why, today's opening day of Bug World. Oh, oh, and the first 100 people get a free box of chocolate-covered cockroaches.
Well, Steve, it's raining cats and dogs out there.
Yeah, I hope I don't step in a poodle. Oh, a silly little drizzle never hurt nobody, nowhere, no how.
Red Tag Day.
There's an opening for a sales clerk here, and I applied.
Oh, me too. But I have a meeting with Mr. Waxman.
Oh, so do I.
What?
I guess we're both up for the same job, huh?
I see.
Oh, good. You're both here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Waxman.
Sydney, you lose weight?
Well, I did skip lunch. Ladies, I've gone over all the applications, and I've narrowed it down to you two.
Oh, well, I can start tomorrow.
I can start this afternoon.
I can start right now.
I sold stuff while we were waiting.
Easy now. Easy. Actually, you're both going to start tomorrow.
What?
Well, I've decided to give you each a week tryout, and then I can make my decision based on your job performance.
You mean you're going to hire based on ability?
Yes, we try to do that every now and then. Well, ladies, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Well, looks like we both have a week to prove ourselves. May the best gal win.
Right. I'll see you tomorrow at 9.
I'll be here at 8:30.
I'll be here at 8.
May I help you?
It is really coming down out there.
Okay, let's celebrate. Chocolate cake, everybody.
Hey, I didn't know we had chocolate cake.
I hit it.
What are we celebrating?
Your new job.
Oh, Ma, I didn't get it, Chad. Mr. Waxman said it's only a one-week tryout.
There won't be any tryout once I have a chat with Mr. Waxman.
Oh, no, Ma, I don't want you to do that.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Because it wouldn't be fair. I want to land this job on my own, not because my mom and I have the same boss.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll keep quiet. And Laura?
Yes?
I'm proud of you.
Steve, you're actually going out again? It's still pouring out.
Oh, yes. Myra and I are going to go celebrate her new job.
She didn't get it yet, Steve.
I know, but my gals are persuasive little minks. And no offense, Myra, but people respond to Perky.
So long, Steve.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Steve!
Steve's not in right now.
my favorite town.
Hey, sweetheart. How's Steve?
Not so good, Carl. He still seems to have a slight side effect from that lightning.
You seem to be having fewer attacks.
Now, yes. I'm doing much better.
Steve! Forget about that cereal. I'm taking everybody out to breakfast this morning.
How can you afford that?
I can't. I'm not paying. I'm just driving everybody.
Well, thanks. You guys just get without me.
Oh, come on, Steve. You can even sit at the same table with us this time.
No, thanks, but me and the old outdoors just don't get along like we used to.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, look, my days of being a human lightning rod are over. I let someone else get jump-started by 10 billion volts of direct current.
But, Steve, it's not even raining today.
Yeah. It's just two little clouds up in the sky.
And just...
Yeah, take a look for yourself. See some hoops?
No, I think I'll just stay here and chill out.
You haven't left the house in 3 days. What's up with you?
Nothing.
Yes, Steve, I'm no scientific rocket. But I think you're afraid of lightning.
Well, good lord, man. I've been struck 3 times. Well, I've got a burn on every part of my body, for goodness sake.
So that's your plan? You're gonna stay inside the house for the rest of your life?
Why not? There's absolutely nothing out there I can't do in here.
Oh, really? What if you decide you want to be a cowpoke? Are you going to herd cattle in the kitchen? I think not.
Now, that's true, Waldo. You think not.
Thank you.
Come on, Waldo, let's boogie.
Okay.
You know, a hit of lightning might help him.
today. I only took in $1,200.
How's about you?
$600.
How much?
I said $600.
Ouch! No wonder you mumbled.
And what a shame it had to happen on the last day of tryouts.
Interesting your mother is lapping up the boss just before he makes his decision.
Look, Myra, I told you in the beginning, I don't play that way. If I get this job, it'll be because I earned it.
My, somebody's a defensive Debbie.
Hi, honey.
Well, ladies, I've made my decision.
Sydney, eat something. You're a stick.
Well, first of all, I want to say that you've both done a terrific job.
Strong.
After careful consideration, I've decided the job should go to Laura.
What?
Be strong.
Mr. Waxman, there must be some kind of mistake. Were you on medication when you made this decision?
I'm sorry, Myra. If there's any openings in the future, we'll keep you in mind.
Look, Mr. Waxman, if my mother influenced you in any way, then I don't want this job.
Harriet had nothing to do with it. You got the job because you earned it.
Oh, this is outrageous.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Waxman, I have to admit, I'm confused. Myra sold twice as much as me.
Well, she also had three times as many returns.
Oh, so it's my fault this store attracts the wishy-washy?
It wasn't only the returns, Myra. You exaggerated and lied to your customers. You told them they looked good in things when they didn't.
Harmless flattery, Sid. Just like when I told you you were losing weight.
I see. Laura, on the other hand, cares for her customers. She's sincere. She develops the kind of clientele that will come back to this store for years. That's the kind of salesperson we're looking for here at Ferguson's.
Very well. Congratulations, Laura.
What is this country coming to when honesty and sincerity are more important than the almighty buck?
Mr. Waxman, I have to ask you one more time. My mother didn't try to influence you?
Not at all.
I really got this job on my own?
That's right. Congratulations.
I'll see you tomorrow.
We're not open tomorrow.
Oh, Monday. I'll see you Monday.
Doing in our bedroom?
I'm scared of the lightning.
Steve, I am pulling a double shift tomorrow. Please, I need my sleep.
All right, you go ahead. I'll just snooze under here. Just me and the desk bunny.
Get out of my bedroom.
I'm a cow.
Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out!
Carl, he's obviously very upset. I think we ought to talk this out.
Oh, all right. Sit down. Now look, Steve. You have been hit by lightning three times, so I can understand your fears. But you haven't been out of this house for a month.
A week.
It seems longer.
Steve, if you never go outside again, well, just think of all the wonderful things you'll miss.
Like what?
Well, the warm sunshine on your face. Picnics. Swimming.
Oh.
Baseball games.
Oh.
Moonlit walks with Myra.
Oh, my fave. Oh, but going outside is too risky.
You know, Steve, I am very disappointed in you.
You are?
Yes, I am. This is not the Steve Urkel that I've come to know and tolerate.
It isn't?
No, it isn't. Steve Urkel, the scientist, would wonder why he's been struck by lightning 3 times. I mean, the odds of that happening are astronomical.
1 in 35 billion. At this particular latitude.
Steve Urkel, the scientist, would try to figure out why that happened.
Gadzooks, man! You're right! What happened to me was a scientific phenomenon. And therefore, there must be a scientific explanation. Right?
Right.
Yes. I'll work on it in my laboratory. Let's see. I need an electron microscope, a centrifuge, 50 cc's of my plasma, and a skunk.
A skunk?
I kill the smell. Oh, big guy. Big guy's gal. You know, most people wouldn't have taken the time to help me through this crisis.
You're welcome, Steve. Consider yourself hugged.
The Earth Man is back, and you've got it.
Oh, joy.
Return, foul storm. I will no longer fear thy lightning bolts, for I will bend my brain to the task at hand and conquer thee.
Steve.
Fabulous news. You were right. There was a reason why I've been struck by so much lightning.
Oh.
Iron.
Iron?
Yes. I discovered that the bar sauce I used to turn myself into Stefan is chock full of iron. Now, true, it makes me peppy. But it also turns me into a human lightning rod.
Ah, well, can you fix it?
I already did. I ran my blood through a Mr. Coffee filter. And I got this.
Wow. That's heavy.
Of course. Sheer iron. But now I can go outside, all lighthearted and giddy.
Well, get your giddy in gear. I'm late. Oh, boy.
Sheer iron. Aren't you listening?
Steve!
Huh? Come here. Come here.
Get a hold of yourself.